One thing I think it's very important to recognize about Darwin is he enters into science at a time of huge change in science. The basic divisions of how nature had been approached, and particularly the old divisions between natural philosophy, the study of causes on the one hand, and natural history, the more descriptive aspects of nature, these kinds of divisions were breaking down at the time Darwin comes into science. So it's a time of huge ferment, and Darwin very much gets excited about that when he reads both at Cambridge and during the voyage and immediately after. He's very excited about the possibilities this opens up for explanation in the science. It's also, I think, a period in which the role of science itself and what it meant to be a scientist actually is changing. The word was invented 2 years after Darwin leaves on the Beagle Voyage in 1833, and it wasn't, in fact, in common use until later in the century. But it is the case, I think, that the pursuit of science begins to be taken much more seriously. It's not generally pursued for pay, but it is very much pursued as a full-time, serious kind of vocation, really, almost like a priestly vocation that requires one's whole self and being. And this is something Darwin really identified with, is he was very strongly felt that he was a geologist, he was a naturalist, and that pursuing these kinds of questions, these bigger questions, opened up the possibility for giving the role of the scientist even more amplitude and more scope.